way, this is the front
line.
The new Afghan army is crucial to NATO's plan for stabilizing Afghanistan. And while this is just a drill, it's the kind of thing Afghan soldiers will be expected to do in the field. How well they perform will influence how soon NATO soldiers can begin withdrawing from the country.
So they had all that cover there from those humps, and they had that hole in the ground over there that they could use for cover.
Yeah.
There's no point staying in the open. You're just going to get killed.
NATO and civilian trainers mentor the Afghans, and the army is growing fast, on track to hit 171,000 soldiers by October 2010, up from 100,000 at the beginning of the year.
While thousands of young Afghans are being run through their paces here at the Kabul Military Training Center, this class may be one of the most important because it's training the future leaders of the Afghan army.
What the Afghan army lacks is mid-level officers with experience, a result of the decade when the country was dominated by warlords and the Taliban. Sergeant Major John Penny says young officers are the backbone of a military.
And while this army is going to take over the security for myself of Afghanistan, they need to have these young officers in place, trained, confident in the ability that they can carry out their roles and duties on the front line.
To make up for the shortfall in officers, the army has tapped former Mujahideen, fighters who fought against the Soviets and each other. The head of the training academy, Brigadier General Aminullah Patiani, once fought against them as an officer of the Soviet-backed military. Now he is glad they're here. He hopes former Taliban soon will be too. I welcome our Afghan brothers who have fought against the government, he says, to lay down their weapons and join the Afghan National Army. Our doors are open. One of the biggest challenges in training is illiteracy. Most recruits cannot read or write and must learn by watching others. The effort has also been criticized because the basic training course has been shortened. The head of the training mission, Lieutenant General William Caldwell, says training continues in the field because NATO troops work alongside the Afghans.
If we're not there with them, we're not continuing their development, which is really important. So we have to be out there with them in the field, operating with them, and we have not done that well in the past.
Both the Afghans and their American counterparts say they have learned much and expect things to get better for the Afghan National Army, or ANA. But Afghan analyst Kate Clark says what's happening now is nothing new.
They've been doing this strategy for years. The ANA has always been heavily mentored and has had very strongly embedded foreign mentors. And I think one of the concerns is that when those mentors are taken away, the ANA is very weak indeed.
The training force makes up about 3% of total NATO forces in Afghanistan. And when forces begin to leave as scheduled next year, the trainers will stay. Officials say they will be training the Afghan army for years to come. Jennifer Glass for VOA News, Kabul.